Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And I'm humbled to say that is the number one weekend talk show in the whole state of Arizona for the last 30 years, with over 4,000 hours of broadcast, over 12,000 questions answered on air. We have now today answered 12,001, 12,002, and 12,003. Do you want to be number 12,004? If so, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. An email we send out by subscription only. We don't spam anybody with it. You have to ask for it to get it. We've sent out 7.8 million email newsletters in 30 years. We've given over 1 million contractor referrals that are scoring a 97% approval rate with a 100% I will refer rate. Now, folks, that's what we're here for, to protect you from making a mistake at your home. We're here to give you all the information you need about owning, maintaining, or remodeling your Arizona home. That's why we show up every single Saturday. One of the things we want to talk about right now, we've been flooded with information about different scams that are going on here, there, and everywhere. There's scams now about pets. You're at home, you're alone, you want some exotic pet, you send a deposit for a panda bear or whatever it is you want, some exotic maybe dog breed or something, and they take your money and you never hear from them again, and they can't be traced, and you never get your pet. Well, how about the knock on the door we got?
Well, and people are home more now, you know, so they're more likely to encounter that. But a real common knock on the door comes from a roofer who's been driving through your neighborhood and says, hey, you know, I noticed you have hail damage, and, we can do that roof and might not cost you even more than $500.
Probably won't use the hail damage line this time.
They did.
This week.
The hailstorm is how long
seriously?
Now? Yeah.
Yes. I was 2012, 2013. Yeah.
Well, they're from, okay, so here's the trick. So you take the, you don't have to open the door, ladies and gentlemen.
Jennifer's little alarm detector went off.
So you don't have to answer the door, but I did just because I wanted to research for you. But yeah, he said hail damage, and that storm is how old now? 10 years?
It was 11. 2011.
Years. Okay. So for one thing, he hadn't been on my roof. And then they did have a license number. You look up that license number. If you're at all tempted, you look up that number, and you find out that company's from out of state. Well, so they don't even know that the hailstorm was 11 years ago. They just set up shop here.
They're just fishing.
And so it's a switch. What do you call that?
Bait and switch.
Bait and switch. So they'll tell you, for $500. Well, that's assuming that they can convince your insurance company that truly you do have hail damage and it needs to be repaired. In the meantime, you have signed a contract. And if you're not smart about it, you've signed a contract and made a down payment and you're legally bound. And then they come back to you and say, hey, insurance wouldn't cover it. Guess what? You owe this money for this new roof. So, put aside money for a decent job on your roof, if it's getting older, and we talk about that, just be ready and don't let somebody talk you into something because you've let it go too long.
And this is actually the second company that we've been made aware of just in the last couple weeks. There was one on the west side operating under a particular name that we determined was brand new to Arizona. They used exactly the same line. They knocked on this woman's house on her door and said, you have hail damage. We can fix it and your insurance company will pay for it. And then we're in the East Valley, and a different company using exactly the same ploy knocked on our door.
Well, and I have an insurance.
And you can't even see my roof from the street.
True. So and they can show you pictures. If you let them go up there, they can show you pictures that aren't even your roof. So you really need someone you can trust and who has been vetted, by Rosie on the House, or you vetted them yourself. Don't be pulled into thinking you're going to get something better than. Than you can.
I would ask the question right off the bat. Have you lived in Arizona the past 18 months? We haven't had hail or rain. Not even that much.
I know.
I have a friend in the West Valley who works for an insurance company, and she'll call me and she'll say, Jennifer, the snakes are back, the ones, the human kinds, yeah. You know? So, and then our insurance partner, Focus Insurance. I talked to Teresa Kress this week, and she just said, you know, another common company that will scam the insurance companies are the restoration companies. So be sure you choose someone reputable, because they will pad their bills and invoices to the insurance companies. So you just have to really be careful that you're, especially if it's insurance work, you're using somebody reliable.
And what you need to know is, if you do have an insurance claim, you can pick your contractor. The adjuster and the insurance company can't force you to use anybody. That's important to know.
That's a hard one, because that can easily go both ways, where the insurance company says, no, we just did a claim just like that, and it was $8,000 less, and you're getting quoted now. So, I mean, that one can easily be abused from both sides.
Well, watch out for the scams. That's the takeaway from this segment right now, because they're out there disguised. They're disguised as utility companies. They're disguised as pet supply companies. They're disguised as service providers that are going to bill your insurance for work.
All the smash and grab guys had to find something else to do because everyone's home during the day. So they're disguising themselves and knocking on the door.
Well,
now,
what breaks my heart is the fact that they prey on the elderly. And that's, remember last year, Rosie, there was a couple and they let these two salesmen, door-to-door salesmen, they let them in their home. And those salesmen separated them into separate rooms to try to break one of them down to sign a contract. I said, you could have gotten really hurt. You know, don't let somebody in your house you don't know.
And if you sign a contract in your home, know this, you have 72 hours to contact the company and say, I want out, I want my deposit back. And by law, they have to cancel the contract and give you your deposit check back if the contract in particular was signed in your home. But don't do it in the first place, okay? Whew. That's why we're here the last 32 years, is to keep you from making those kind of mistakes.
An extremely simple idea has been popping up everywhere. Have you ever gone through a door in a public place that there's no latch? It's a pull door, but you didn't want to touch the handle?
I'm happy at the post office now to go to the P.O. box. They're propping the doors open.
Especially like entering or exiting a public bathroom.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Well, a very simple idea is called the step and pull, and it's a metal bracket that's L-shaped, so the back end goes against the bottom of the door near the corner on the opposite side of the hinge. You drill it a hole or bolt or, you know, depending on if you got wood or metal door, fiberglass, whatever the case, and then there's a metal lip that sticks out, and at the edge of that lip, there's like some teeth, and it's only about 2 or 3 inches.
Hands-free door operation.
You step on it, and you pull the door open with your foot.
I know a
now,
few restaurants in Old Town that have
metal
that on their
bracket making, I don't know what this guy's making, but God bless him. What a brilliant, simple idea. And it is, that is something that, I'm not a germaphobe, but I do not like leaving a men's restroom and touching the handle.
Well, I could get on a soapbox there. I'm not traveling like I used to, but in the travels I did at airport bathrooms, I will tell you that 80% of the men that go in and use that restroom never even approach the sink to wash their hands.
And it comes,
and they're all in suits. These are all suit guys.
I don't know if this is something that we could add to the e-store, or if it's just easy enough to order it straight from them. But it's only $30, and they come in silver, black, blue, or kind of a copper finish. Step in, just the letter N, stepinpool.com. So,
I like it.
I like it too. Gary D sent a list of 30 new laws here in Arizona and what you can expect. I did not read the article. I just used keywords to search properties, home, condos, home ownerships. And really, I only found one that related to residential and housing. And this one I think is pretty good. If you have a property that you're using to, and as a condo or Airbnb, you're going to be required to report that to local officials. That way, if there's a party that breaks out on the site, they contact the property owner.
I love it.
And also, apparently, people have been trying to escape property taxes through Airbnbs and
default. They filed a mortgage as a primary residence, not rental property.
Yeah, so this new law requires
flush those out.
Yep, is built to flush those out.
Get all that rental property revenue that the state's being deprived, the county and the cities. Shall we run down to Sorita? We've got a call from Miss Carol, who's like to get online. Miss Carol, we have time for your question. We may have to answer it in the next segment, but what's your question?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. I have a Honeywell fan in the laundry room that used to turn on every 10 minutes every hour. One time when I had static electricity and I touched it, it went off, and so it doesn't work. I'm wondering if I need to have it replaced or if we can just disregard it. It doesn't matter. We have a heat pump, and we were told because it's not like an air conditioning, somehow air needs to be vented. I don't know exactly, and no one really could explain it to me.
How old is your home, Carol?
It was built in 2016, so it's not quite 5 years old.
Okay. I'll come back and address what I think is going on there for Carol in Sorita. An exhaust fan that was preset in time to come on 10 minutes every hour. It has to do with the fact that as we've improved our building technologies, we've made homes tighter, tighter, and tighter. And the fact of the matter is, your home needs to breathe. That's the number one reason not to paint with elastomeric paint. But that's another story. Carol, we'll answer your question right after this.